Soccer Central. Here's Dan Menigan.
We only have three more matches, guys.
Oh, two.
Getting sad. No, there'll be a third place match.
They play a third place match?
They play a third place match.
That's like reminds me of when the NCAA used to play a consolation game at the Final Four.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, third place match for third place.
Where's the third place match?
The French have to.
I don't know. That's a good question.
French have to play a third place match.
They will have to play a third place match, which also means that Kylian Mbappe is still able to win the Golden Ball for the most goals scored as well, because those goals will count.
Isn't that like a fast food type of thing, like a kind of like Chipotle?
No, you're thinking of Golden Corral, where no one moves fast.
And no one's hungry either.
No one has ever been hungry either.
Say his name again as fast as you said it.
Kylian Mbappe.
There, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. That one I could do. There are a good amount of other ones where I end up just making a fool of myself.
That third place game, in case you're wondering, is July 18th, which would be Saturday.
Killer.
At Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Oh, they are going to sweat.
5 o'clock.
Start. Hi, guys. You lost. Sweat your buns off.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't come in third.
We're number three.
We can't put this in a dome. Ugh, I don't want to talk to these people. All right, we'll get into the World Cup update a little bit later on. So anyway, Junior Caminero left the game yesterday after a hit by a pitch and just the ball slipped out of the way in the All-Star game. X-rays have come back negative for him, as Tom Verducci said on the broadcast. So good news there for the Tampa Bay Rays, who are still in the midst of a playoff hunt, to not lose Junior Caminero.
That was scary.
That was scary.
That pitch just kept going up and in. And, you know, you never want to see a guy hurt in an All-Star game. You think of Ray Fosse. Historically, Dizzy Dean was, you know, hit by a line drive in his foot and apparently was never the same again, was the word. So thank goodness that Caminero didn't have any broken bones. How, I don't know. But let's hope he doesn't miss much time.
Yeah, that was the only bummer from last night's game, actually, right? I mean, the only thing that was kind of, I was like, oh, that sucks. And now we get to hear about, oh, man, could you imagine if he was playing for us and that happened and he would have been knocked out for the season?
And away we go.
There you go.
So this was interesting. So MLBPA Executive Director Bruce Meyer remains under the impression that the 2028 All-Star Game would be in San Francisco to accommodate the 2028 Olympics in L.A.
So they would do an All-Star game.
Correct. And to give a little bit of a caveat to this, Susan Slusser, who covers the San Francisco Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle, has done it forever. Really good job. Player participation in the 2028 Olympics remains at a very early stage. MLB proposed discipline for players who are selected to their country's Olympic team but decline to participate without exception, including fines and being placed on the restricted list for as many as 2 to 3 weeks. The proposal also stipulates that clubs, owners, agents, and executives may not discourage players from participating.
So wait a minute. They can't discourage, and if they don't, MLB wants to suspend them.
Correct.
Wow.
MLB is making it sound like they want these guys to play in the Olympics. Andy, what do you think hearing that?
I think those guys want to play in the Olympics. I think there's a lot of, you know, knowing what we see with, I don't want to call it the World Cup. It's not. What's baseball's? The World Baseball Classic.
WBC.
Yeah. Knowing what we see there, I think these guys, I don't even think this even needs to be said. I can't imagine there are very many guys that would turn down playing for their country in the Olympics. I just don't see it. And if you're questioning your health going into it, then that would be a legitimate reason to not play. So I don't even, this to me sounds like a lot of wind. I think these guys want to play for their country.
I would think there might be a guy,
okay,
a couple who might not want to. I find that a really harsh thing by Major League Baseball. I agree with you though, Andy. I would think the guys want to play for their team. And apparently Major League Baseball wants to sell baseball. Otherwise, they're going to push them into it.
I just think it's really fascinating that they're saying, like, well, you know, instead of taking the time off, you need to be out there.
Yeah, I know. Selecting. Isn't that, that's a interesting approach. And kind of goes against what you've heard, you know, from teams forever. You know, we want to protect our guys, blah, 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 blah.
Although it is interesting. Do you know how many teams make the Olympic team? How many Olympic baseball teams there will be?
16.
I have no idea, but
six.
Just six?
That's why I look to see, you know, you'd said San Francisco is where they'd have the All-Star game. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they believe it's going to be. They haven't officially announced.
Huh. But what about shutting down the league for 11 days to play this? So they're saying it's either going to be one or the other. Like, I would just bag the All-Star game and just play it over the Olympic time, right? Like they do in hockey. I don't know. And then there's only, if this sound right, six preliminary games if they only have, it's only 11 games, Olympic baseball. Total.
I mean, well, you better show up or you're getting suspended.
If they only have six teams, it's 11 games.
They got to get it done pretty fast. I mean, what, the Olympics is only, gosh,
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Well, so, you can play.
That's going to be tough.
But they, you know, sometimes they start the Olympics early, like almost 2 days before the opening ceremony. Like we saw that in the last Olympics. For the Winter Olympics, they do that too, where they'll start things before the opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's got to be done by the end of the closing ceremony.
Yeah, usually it's the stuff that takes the longest, like, you know, water polo and that kind of stuff that they'll do because they got to play
the decathlon.
Yeah.
Although 11 games in 14 days sounds realistic, doesn't it? Gives
that's doable.
Sounds like a baseball schedule, so that's why they. It's interesting.
All right, gentlemen, away we go.
Baskin and Phelps present Dan's World Cup Roundup.
All right, gentlemen, so do we want to begin in the courtrooms or on the field? What do you prefer?
Let's get the courtroom out of the way.
Let's go courtroom.
Okay, so the first thing that has come out is that. But I can't believe these are words that I'm going to say out loud.
Uh-oh.
Gianni Infantino, for the Flo Balogun red card overturn that has taken place, is now under investigation. Would you, and Gianni Infantino, the head of FIFA.
Oh.
Would you like to take a guess who will be looking into corruption when it involves FIFA and Gianni Infantino?
Don't tell me the United States government.
It is not the United States government.
Okay.
Think very, also very corrupt in their own way.
Do
you like me to give you the answer?
FIFA Council?
You better give the answer because otherwise we get in trouble.
Worse than the
International Olympic Committee, which is truly the definition of the blind leading the blind.
Don't they have enough stuff to do on their own?
This is like asking the mob to investigate the mob. Like, what are we? This is the dumbest thing going. Are you serious? These are the people who are going to be investigating this.
That's a little scary.
I'll go out on a limb and say, I don't think they're going to find any nefarious doings when it comes to it. I think I feel pretty comfortable in saying that.
That's a little scary.
It's the stupidest thing. Who do we get? Let's see. We're corrupt. Who's worse?
Who's asking for it?
I'll bet we look really good if the Olympic Committee investigates us.
Exactly.
It's the FIFA Ethics Committee.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll have oxymorons for 300, please.
We are all dumber for listening to what you have to say.
Exactly. Who do we talk to who's accepted large amounts of cash in the past?
Well, good. Next time the IOC has a problem, they can ask FIFA to look into it.
Exactly.
This is great.
It's fabulous.
I know. We'll meet next to our Swiss bank accounts with large amounts of money for being nonprofits. We'll talk then.
That's not the idea, is it?
Ridiculous. Anywho, onto the field, though.
Yeah, here we go. What happened to your Frenchman?
Spain 2, French. The Spanish played their tails off. Their defense was suffocating. It was unbelievable. It truly looked like they were all like attached with a rope on defense in between all of them, and it just was so compact and. All the credit in the world goes to Spain. They were so good in that match. Spain 2, France 0. I never thought that French team would get knocked down the way that they did. What an awesome performance by the Spanish.
But they'll have to get back up again for that third place game.
Hey, you're never going to keep the French down.
Yeah, you know, they get knocked down. They get back up again.
Darn right.
So this was not a huge upset, but it was an upset because France was considered the top team in the tournament, correct?
Correct. France was the betting favorite throughout the entire thing, though the Spanish odds have been rising. This was seen as being like 1-2, essentially, in the, you know, kind of the same way that the Thunder versus the Spurs was seen as being the pseudo finals.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what this match was going to be. So it's very fun. Good to see the Spanish get the upset here. They play a fun style of ball, but they're all about their defense. And golly, was it good. When you have that amount of attacking power, I mean, it's basically like when you see a killer pitching performance against the LA Dodgers. You know, when you can mow down Ohtani, Freeman, Betts, that whole group down the line from there, the way Muncy's playing this year, and you get a pitcher every so often who strikes out 15 against the Dodgers, and you're like, how in God's green earth did you pull that off? Hmm. That's kind of like what happened with the Spanish.
All right, so then we need Argentina to lose so we can have the Cher versus Prince game, Mbappe versus Messi. I just made a soccer joke.
I like that. That's well done.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
I think soccer's better when you have people with one name.
So
this is. We grew up on Pele, right?
Yes, we did.
Did Pele have any other names? I don't even know. I just know Pele.
Have done like six. Forever.
He did?
I think he did.
I mean, that is so as Brazilian as you're going to get. So today is going to be a fun one. England versus Argentina for a lot of different reasons. If you want to go global politics, you could look into that one if you want to see a rivalry going there. One of the greatest soccer matches ever played was the World Cup final where Diego Maradona had one of the greatest goals you'll ever see, and then also the hand of God goal, as it's been known to be said, where he basically punched the ball into the net, and if we had instant replay at that time, it would have been overturned, but they didn't at the time.
Yeah, so why would you do that?
Like, here we ball.
Like the offside I think all goals should be reviewed. Aren't they all reviewed?
They are all reviewed now, but in 1980 we didn't have that technology.
No, but now, so they are all reviewed. So I was trying to figure it out yesterday because there was an offside goal in the game yesterday. I'm like, are they going to stop this game so they can take a look? And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe they're, because like in hockey, they wait till the next whistle. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm waiting for the ball to go out of play, and then they'll stop, and then they'll let us know if it was good or bad.
Usually during the giant celebration that takes place, you know, the part where Andres Cantor goes, go!
Yeah.
You know, and Oliver
and the clock goes, runs so we can cheat later in the game to make things even. Yeah, I get it.
They use that time. The VAR will use that time to look at the goal to make sure everything is okay, so that way, if we have to cut off Andres Cantor midway through, we can do that so we can save it.
Can't they just call it replay?
No, it's video assistant referee, because there's a referee that's in the box looking at it.
It's like, do they put a...
Like college football.
Right.
Those guys do wear jerseys too while they're replay too.
Well, of course they have to look official.
Why don't they put jerseys on the computer itself too?
That would be pretty funny if they just put one on there,
like Univac, put a big jersey on. Right?
Is LeBron James coming back to Cleveland?
I don't know.